Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in Morning Show.
I have a question.
What's your question?
When's the last time you washed your feet?
Last night.
Okay. Thanks.
How come?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, great. I look forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. When you wash your feet, do you just let the soap run down over the tops of your feet?
I wash with a washcloth every time I shower, and I take the washcloth and I scrub my feet, top and bottom.
Yeah.
And then after I've done, I do all the stuff, Sarah.
Between the toes.
I soap every part of my body, and that's the point. So when I get to the part that the crack that needs to be washed, I wash that with the washcloth. Then I take the washcloth because I've folded it in half to,
sure. You need to make a knife
edge. Get a good soapy pull.
Mm-hmm.
And then I fold it, unfold it, and throw the side that wasn't just...
there.
Crack.
Right.
Yep.
And I throw that on the ground of the shower.
Yeah.
Now, it's a big soapy washcloth. And then I stand on it and I sort of wash the bottom of my feet on top of it while I'm also getting rid of the soap so that it will rinse out and be ready for the wash.
I see. And they're single-use washcloths. You use it the one time in the shower, and you don't hang it somewhere to dry.
No. It's been in my butt. So, I don't want to wash with that again. Yeah. No,
well,
that needs to be cleaned.
Well, your butt is just a scary place. I don't use washcloth. Hands. Hands, fingers, bar of soap.
Mm-hmm.
Which finger?
All the fingers.
All 10 fingers?
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, no, nothing goes. There's nothing going. It's the crack only. Yeah. Crack only.
Exterior.
Yes, exterior. Yeah.
So
you actually wrap your finger in the washcloth and get right up in there. And
no, I don't.
Right. Because
but what
don't
I'm
do
saying
that.
Is you're actually feeling kernels and different things.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe it. It's like a rocky road back there. Ben. that's what my butt's like.
Is there a whole corn here?
Oh, my God. Is that an ear of corn?
It didn't even digest. It's crazy.
I'm all soapy. I'm
break
super
it down.
Soapy top to bottom. Don't you worry
Never
about me.
Never shake hands with Sarah.
Oh my
Fist
God.
Bumps only. nice to meet you. Sorry.
Yeah, don't even fist bump me. I mean, you don't know where this whole hand has been.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Are we done with the questions?
I was done a long time ago. Okay. You kept asking stuff.
Today is National Good Neighbor Day.
Oh, all right.
Mm. It's also National Drink Beer Day.
Mm.
Oh.
You should do that.
And it's National Ask a Stupid Question Day. I think you can kill all these birds with one stone. You get blitzed on a 12-pack and ask your neighbors all the dumb questions you want.
Oh. Bryn, Sarah wants you to get her a 12-pack.
I don't.
From where and what kind?
I actually don't want that.
Okay.
It's a little early for beer, Vinny.
It's beer
I know
day.
You didn't have any.
No.
You didn't have parameters
there
on when
not.
That could
Once,
or couldn't
you know what?
Happen.
Once you've been at that a little while, you realize, clocks.
What? Throw that out the window. I don't even want to know.
That doesn't matter.
I'm time traveling.
We have a meeting today, right?
No, the thing I threw
out
the window.
Oh, that's right. We have a meeting. Let's drink the 12-pack sometime.
Stacey is National Beer Day.
But just and also ask a stupid question, Dave. Vinny, go.
Is it okay if we're drunk at this meeting?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Don't worry, Stacey. We won't be drunk at your meeting.
Sorry, I lied.
Yeah, we love you.
What?
The cleanse.
All right, go.
Okay. Tom Hanks has written a novel.
All right.
Now, I don't know if this means he actually wrote a novel, because it's, you know, a lot of times people are like, I wrote my memoirs, but what you really did was you told all your memories to someone who was taping it and then crafted a story. So but this is a novel. Like, this is the story of a masterpiece movie being made. So not that Tom. Tom Hanks.
I see.
Tom Hanks has written his first novel. It's called The Making of Another Motion Picture Masterpiece. And it's due out May of 2023. It's about the making of, quote, a colossal, star-studded, multi-million-dollar superhero action film. And it spans 80 years leading up to the opening of the movie. So it's almost like a history of Hollywood, a detailed piece on his career. Because he says, basically, I've made a ton of movies. Four of them are pretty good, I think. He says, every character in the book does something I've experienced while making a movie, as well as discovered a philosophy or learned an important lesson. It's going to be a moral to all these stories. Even the foolish moments are some kind of stunt I've pulled or mistake I've survived. So it's going to be...
It could be good.
Semi-autobiographical.
You'll have
Tom Hanks in your head while
you
read it.
You'd like to think that everything, even all fictions, come out of something someone's seen, heard, thought, whatever. So I'm not surprised.
There have to be things in there that are...
Yeah, that's, you know...
Well, and it's about movies and some movie stars.
The original little seed, you know, whatever, of
whatever
every idea.
Whatever tree it grew into, right. But it comes from
somewhere.
I think
that's great. You know what that makes me think is that he was busy during the pandemic.
Yeah, it has to be, right? The timing on this is...
The other thing I thought, do you remember the Adam Levine story when it broke? Part of his comment was something like, that was an unfortunate time in my life, or he referenced something like that was it was so long ago. But then I thought, oh, it was the pandemic.
Yeah.
They weren't touring and he was sitting at home.
With his family.
But he was he referenced it. I forget
what I know what you're talking
about.
But
he specifically referenced, like, that was a bad time in my life. And I just thought, oh, it was the pandemic.
Well, he just said he, you know, had sort of traipsed over into the inappropriate. But there it is. This is a guy who doesn't really maybe know how to fill time, because he's never had to fill time. Time's always been filled for him. So there he is, death scrolling through Instagram.
I'm not excusing him. Hanks thing. I'm just saying the pandemic caused issues for everyone. And it sounds like Tom Hanks went, you know what I'll do?
I'll write that book I always wanted to write.
Good for him.
And Rita was like, oh, yes, thank God. Please lock yourself in a room for 10 hours a day and work on that book. That'd be great, Tom. So May of 2023. A Tom Hanks novel called The Making of Another Motion Picture Masterpiece.
Great.
It actually sounds kind of interesting. I'll bet there's some great stories in it. 80 years, though. That's kind of weird. It's like what they're doing with the new Game of Thrones. Let's jump forward 10 years. My mom agrees with you, by the way. She's like, that show's ruined. I'm like, but it isn't.
It's totally ruined.
Yeah, I don't know.
They actually had me wondering what was next. And when I saw that preview, we're talking about House of Dragon now, I went, okay, so there's some flashbacks, or there's some push forwards or whatever. No, they just jumped the whole damn story, and the characters are completely different
10 years later. Same characters played by different people,
except the dumb brother's the same, the dumb king is the same.
Well, they were already adults, you know. The two other girls were teenagers, so now they look like women.
Okay,
not that teenagers aren't women. They're young women. These are older women. I thought they did a great job with Allison. The recasting of her is spot on. Okay, maybe you guys can explain this to me. I got a nerd alert for you here. Nerd alert, nerd alert. So they're saying in this story that if you're a superhero movie fan, a superhero comics fan, all your dreams are about to come true. Because Hugh Jackman is going to return as Wolverine for Deadpool 3.
Aren't you the one who's super into Deadpool?
I think Deadpool's fun.
Doesn't Deadpool have sort of... Isn't Wolverine his nemesis?
I don't know anything about that.
I thought it was more about they were doing that off air, like on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? They definitely had.
Yeah.
As actual
Alex
people.
Knows this.
Uh-huh. Well, but there's a lot of jokes in the show about he calls out Hugh Jackman in the show, like a lot, you know, many times. So.
In the movie? In Deadpool.
It's a big joke. Yeah.
He calls him out by name or he calls out Wolverine?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he does. I want to say
Hugh
he
Jackman?
Does. I think in one of them, he has like a cardboard cutout of Hugh Jackman. It might have been a commercial or it could have been in the movie. I haven't seen him for a
Probably
long time.
Probably a commercial.
Yeah,
I don't remember. I know that. I guess I don't remember anything about the plot of that movie. I don't remember any references to Wolverine.
They have
Hugh
running
Jackman.
Dialogue of some kind, whether it's on or off.
Aviator Gin too. Yeah, Hugh Jackman's in one of those commercials.
So, who makes the Deadpool movie?
It's Marvel Universe.
Marvel.
Uh huh.
He said he's been thinking of ways to make Deadpool's first appearance in the Marvel Cinematic Universe special.
Well, that's now he's mixing with characters that we recognize or that we...
So it's a Marvel movie, but it's separate from the Avengers.
I think
Avengers.
Deadpool's its own thing, but this Wolverine tie-in now brings him more into that world. He's definitely... It's rated R, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, not your typical superhero movie. I don't know how Black Adam's going to go either, but that's another sort of aggro character that isn't... Is Black Adam rated R?
Oh, let's see. I'm not sure.
I just saw the latest commercial,
yeah,
and it looks
too.
Pretty heavy. Yeah. Like, he goes, says something like, I was a slave for however many years.
PG-13.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So this here says that Deadpool 3 will be the first time that Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool is with Hugh Jackman since 2009's X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Mm.
X-Men is also Marvel?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And they're calling that a disaster. Was that a disaster?
I don't remember it being a disaster.
I don't.
Alex?
I've never caught on to the X-Men. Have you?
I love the cartoons. The cartoons I grew up with, movies I love, and I remember Origins was not amazing, but I don't remember it being terrible.
Yeah, they're calling it out as being
so. The people who like ruined Wolverine and made him what he is, like that, you know, automatic healing power he has. They also kind of were experimenting on Deadpool's character, and that was
that's how he got all.
Exactly. That's how he got jacked up, and he was the villain. In that movie that we're
Deadpool
talking about.
Deadpool was the villain.
Mm-hmm. It was a really big fight scene in that movie between the two of them.
Did they both think they were in the right?
Well, I think Wolverine, by that time, was already part of the X-Men and becoming a good superhero. And Deadpool was still brainwashed by these scientists. So they're like, you know, programming him to fight that guy. And he just did whatever they're told, you know, because they're scientists.
What?
I don't know.
Nothing. It's just fun.
It's nerd alert for sure.
Yeah, total nerd alert. Like you lost me, you know, 5 minutes ago. All right. Oh, so anyway, it looks like when Deadpool 3 comes out, that'll be it'll be Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
I'm excited for it.
Deadpool 3 is a year away. September. I'm sorry. It's 2 years away.
Oh.
How are they talking about this already? Deadpool 3 hits theaters September 6th, 2024.
Wow.
It's probably that big of an announcement, though. People have probably...
So this is really a nerd alert. Like, there are people hearing this now.
Yeah, this is a massive nerd alert. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The same.
We're already teasing Winterland. Come on.
Yeah, that's only a couple months away.
That's around the corner,
this is 2 years away. But I guess get excited for it. I'm completely out
of the winter. I was going to play you that.
Do you want to play
the trailer?
It's funny here. Sure,
go ahead. Ryan Reynolds, of course.
Hey, everyone. We're extremely sad to have missed D23, but we've been working very hard on the next Deadpool film for a good long while now. I've had to really search my soul on this one. His first appearance in the MCU
woods.
Obviously needs to feel special. We need to stay true to the character, find new depth, new motivation, new meaning. Every Deadpool needs to stand out and stand apart. It's been an incredible challenge that has forced me to reach down
now
deep
he's pouring
inside.
Gin into a coffee cup.
I have nothing. Yeah.
He's got nothing.
Completely empty up here. And terrifying. But we did have one idea. Hey, Hugh, you want to play Wolverine one more time?
Yeah, sure, Ryan.
Doesn't even look at the camera.
Yeah, he's just walking up the stairs behind him.
And there it is.
So dumb. Put that up on the ceremony Facebook page. Coming in 2024.
Hugh really was a wonderful guy, wasn't he?
What do you mean by that? Hugh?
When you guys met him.
You don't remember meeting Hugh Jackman and interviewing him?
No, you had this
him?
Look on your face like that was a reference to like a Wolverine thing. Yeah, he was great. In fact, when you beat him at arm wrestling, I knew that from that moment forward, you were always going to be my hero. Couldn't believe you did it. I mean, that guy was so muscly. He was fighting with Vinny, and there was like veins sticking out on his head and his arms and everything. Yeah. And Vinny actually broke his arm at the shoulder.
Vinny wasn't even trying.
Yeah. He was all...
Boston's nails.
Right down. Yeah. All
right. Well,
God, it was amazing.
I just thought he was a nice boy. Yeah. I'm sorry. Very I shouldn't nice. Have said anything. My bad.
What's coming up in the news?
NASA.
Oh, yay.
And more after the heat.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Bryn is tricky. We're going on record.
Don't frame me. I'm not
he's
tricky.
He's like the dad. He's like the kid that says, oh yeah, dad said I can if you say yes.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like that.
That's not true at all.
Oh,
not true at all.
It's kind of true. Hey, everybody, it's Alice in 97.43.
Wow.
And it's hump day.
That was y'all. Weird.
Oh. You can find out who's a winner and who's a loser in the 9 o'clock hour.
Did I win last time?
I don't know. Let me look.
Yeah, he has to know whether or not he has to win.
Yeah, whether or not he should throw it today.
Stop that.
V-Hale won.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
all right.
Which means you can actually try
it. I'm furious.
That's good.
All right.
You got to get her back. El Campeón.
Fun.
So V-Hale comes in the 9 o'clock hour, and they will battle it out, and then she'll join us for the Secret Show as well.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Did you know that you can now listen to all your favorite stations, including this one, shows, and even podcasts, all on the Odyssey app? Download it now.
God.
It's free.
Yep.
Make sure to stream the Secret Show today at 10 a.m.
All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Set an alarm for that. Yeah. Right on your phone. A little reminder. 10 o'clock.
Yeah!
Secret Show.
Here's what's happening. So weather today should be nice, another nice day, and great. Highs in the 70s and 80s. So more
so
of the same.
Nice this yeah. whole week so far. Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful. Hurricane Ian off the coast of Florida now has strengthened to a Category 4 storm as it barrels towards your ma's house.
I know, and she was like, she's like, ah. My sister-in-law and my brother, my sister-in-law is like, we're leaving. He's like, nah, we'll be fine. It'll be.
What do you mean?
And she got out of there.
Wait
apparently
a minute.
They're leaving.
Oh.
Everyone else is staying. They're staying.
What did Debbie say?
Debbie said, we are leaving. We need to go.
That's not what she sounds like.
We're leaving. We're going to just load up the things in the car and we're getting out of here right now. You don't understand.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry, I didn't know you want the impression.
Why wouldn't you
my
do it?
My brother was like, okay, Debbie, well, I guess we'll do it.
Oh, so he did go.
I guess so. It's like a whole thing. My mother and sister are like, no, we're not leaving. It'll be fine. And I'm like, what's just on the air on the side of safety?
They're on the Gulf side, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're about to get throttled.
I know. It's coming right up that side. They're like, nah, it's going to hit Tampa. I'm like, yeah, but it's going to also rake the whole coast. But I'm sure they'll be fine.
Say goodbye to the lanai, Ellie.
Again.
Right. Anyway, that's happening. So there's a big hurt. It's right now category 4. It knocked all the power out in Cuba. All of it.
Yeah, Cuba got nailed. Some people, you just can't tell them anything.
Well, and
I'm worried about you, Mom and Tina.
Mm. Plenty of people do exactly what your parents are doing. They say, you know what? We're going to button up the house and wait it out. And frankly, I never really understood about what thieves do when there's, you know, evacuations. Right. But they're probably better off staying at their house so that they're not then they're robbed and their house gets destroyed. You know, they leave. Now the robbers are, you know.
Yeah, if your house gets destroyed, robbing is the least of your problems. Especially if you're in your house and your house gets destroyed. Because it's not like they got a storm cellar. That thing's built on a slab. It's like 6 feet above sea level. I feel like they should go.
Even at 80,
Mom,
Gentry's got this.
And
don't
Dad,
worry about
I don't,
it.
You know, right. I'm sure. I'm sure that's true. And, you know, they're all watching the weather. I talked to them all yesterday like a bunch of times. They're all sitting. I can hear the weather channel in the background and everyone's all
high alert.
They're on high alert, but not enough that they would be like, you know, maybe inland. Just a hair.
Who knew Debbie had all the brains in the family?
Yeah.
That's weird.
You never think it, but it's true. I was the one who said, we got to get out of there.
Nice, Debbie.
Nice, Debbie.
Nice.
Good job.
History was made Monday night. It's taken me a minute to get to this story because I actually looked for the results and they're not available.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about, yeah.
NASA's DART mission, that's Double Asteroid Redirection Test. They say they successfully slammed this craft into the asteroid Dimorphos as planned. Have you watched the video?
I didn't watch the video, but I read the report about what they're
the video's
hoping
neat
for.
As it's going closer to the asteroid or whatever it is. The you see like really close video.
It's big.
Of this thing coming in, and I'm watching it. I'm like, oh my God. And then it hits and the screen just goes black. So that was kind of a bummer. Right. Like there was no explosion.
There aren't drones around it.
Flames,
like,
nothing. Just
yeah.
And then they go back to, you know, NASA headquarters where everyone's like,
we did it.
We did it, everyone. We did it.
Oh, well, my goodness.
Listen.
Yeah. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. It's black. It went and we're laid to black.
We won.
So, but think
that lady's no drummer, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What the hell kind of counting was that?
That was terrible counting. But think about the mathematics it would take to hit something that's orbiting.
I can't.
No.
Okay.
I'm not capable of that. But hold on. So then you're like, they did it. And they're applauding. And this is amazing. And
technology.
Then I go technology. So then I go looking to see if it
yeah.
did.
So what happened?
Well, the point was to it's called Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Did they redirect the asteroid? So I've read every story I can find, yeah. And now they're like, it's going to take a minute or two to figure out whether or not we've impacted at all its orbit around. What?
Yeah, I guess it didn't just like blow it out of the thing's orbit and they won't know if they've changed it at all for, I mean, weeks, it sounds like. Oh, here we go. All right. So I'm looking at the thing right now.
Oh, that's the video. Okay.
There it is. It's just a little chunky. It's exactly what you think an asteroid looks like. It's very egg-shaped. It looks like a Fabergé garbage egg. Just encrusted with moon rock.
Mm-hmm.
And there they all are jumping up and down as it's going in for impact and
7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And a half and a quarter and and the screen goes black. All right.
Oh, we just lost reception or something.
Well, that was what we expected because that thing just crash landed.
Take about 2 months for observations from ground-based telescopes to determine whether DART was successful in slightly shrinking the orbit. I just went, all right. You know what?
Never.
I understand.
We need
these
to know these things.
I'm sure someone out there is like, you dummies. this is the thing that's going to be the thing. Okay.
Great.
But I didn't realize in advance they didn't say it's going to be a new year before we know whether this thing even moved the orbit by a smidge or a dash.
Can I make a suggestion to NASA or NASA?
NASA. Yes.
NASA. You're listening?
You should produce more wine. Mm. NASA. I'm thinking you shoot the dart thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you shoot a
another one after
surveillance module
to see,
you know, like 10 minutes later, say, right? So, and then the one follows the other and then veers away. And be like, you can do the math. You make it just a slight, you know, so now that thing skims over the top of the and then that can tell us instantly if there was any reaction or if this rock just went, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Right. I don't think it moved, but okay. They learned, as you said, the math. Do you know the math involved in trying to make that thing? No, I don't, but I'm sure it was hard.
Yeah.
And some guy went, I did it. Mm-hmm. I got it right. The thing hit the thing.
That's how you find out if you're a good mathematician or not. Oh, NASA drops billions of dollars.
Did you see that?
You just sank.
Okay.
NASA got you.
Anyway.
I don't like you teasing them.
Next story.
All right.
So it'll be a few months or a new year before I know whether or not that thing was successful. I'll get back to you. Okay. So we've all heard. In fact, it's our own V. Hale.
Yeah.
What the hell?
She's single and looking
to
mingle. And good looking.
And our own Coco was single and bitter about it for a minute there. And then all of a sudden she lands Beefcake and now she's walking around all smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? I'm at the rat show because I got a husband.
Mm-hmm. Can't basically stop singing.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coco. Oh. But we all know there are more single women out there than I mean, it's just really surprising. And it turns out it's not a new thing.
Oh, yeah?
A British woman has revealed the hilarious acts women pulled in the 50s to bag a husband. This, I guess, was an article that had been written on the top 100 something ways to bag a husband.
Oh.
And I went, oh my God.
Because the women were desperate to, you know, be number, a housemaker, I guess.
Number 17. Be nice to ugly men because handsome is as handsome does. Please tell me what that means. Does that mean some guy who can get another broad will?
I don't know. Well, handsome is as handsome does means, you know, you know how like you get used to someone's face and like at first you might have gone, ooh, but then they can actually become quite appealing to you to know them.
So then
right? It's about it's about being a good person.
So he's not handsome. He's actually butt ugly, but you know.
Right, but he could become handsome to you by being a good man.
Yeah.
I guess that's what
you're
that
gonna
means.
Stop kissing him after a while anyway. Who cares?
Please, you're gonna bang him enough times to get the number of kids you want. That's it.
It says it means character and behavior are more important than appearance.
Oh,
so be nice to the ugly guys
instead of this tricky little thing they've got here.
Well, the girls need to speak in code. So the
number 23.
Don't know.
Go to all your high school reunions because there could be widowers there.
Oh, grab yourself a guy whose wife croaked.
This
okay,
is the
got
way
it.
To nab a husband from the 50s. This article was written as a way for, hey, here's
or
what you do.
Yeah, go to a funeral.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
This is a good one.
All right.
I love this one. Learn to paint and set up an easel outside an engineering school.
It's genius.
I'm painting the parking lot at the engineering school.
Yep. Learn to paint first,
what
though.
What are you doing
Take
over
your time.
There, lady?
Hey.
Oh, I'm just painting the parking lot.
She's all nerd alert, nerd alert. Those 50s nerds. They look like they're all Buddy Holly looking 50s nerds. Oh, that's good.
Also on the list of ways to nab a husband from the 50s, go back to your hometown because that wild boy next door might be an eligible bachelor now. Mm. This is one, another
ladies,
one that
I'm
needs,
so sorry.
This one needs help. I need help here. Carry a hat box.
Why?
What is that code for?
You like to wear hats? I don't understand that. What's a
well,
hat box?
You're supposed to.
I don't. How?
Because you're
I'm
a lady
from the 50s?
Yeah.
I've never had a hat box in my life.
Well,
I've never had a hat worthy of a hat box.
Ellie, can you text Sarah what that means,
please? Carry a hat box.
Carry a hat box. There's no more words. That's it. Carry a hat box.
That you are frivolous and like hats. Like, I don't understand that one.
Yeah, maybe it's like, you know, when somebody comes to your house, you go, let me take your coat. If you walk around with a hat box, it's like, yeah, hold your hat for you.
Should I have the hat on but be carrying the box? Or should the hat be in the box? Or should it be an empty box filled with my sadness? I don't know. My despair and my desperation.
Looked it up, and look at this girl here. She's totally just carrying a hat box here.
That's a hat box?
In the 50s it was.
That looks like a luggage, that's a piece of luggage.
That's what popped up.
Wow. All right. Well, she does have
like
a hat
on. I am going places.
So that's the answer to your
question. And she has like the longest scarf I've ever seen.
You wear the hat and carry the box.
Okay. Right.
These are ways to nab a husband from the 50s. And this is my 4-year-old. Both my kids.
Okay.
Wear a Band-Aid so people will ask what's wrong. Both my kids are like, I'm hurt. I need a Band-Aid. And then now they've got a talking point.
Yes.
Oh, what happened,
honey?
Have
sympathy for me.
Oh, I will.
You'll never believe it. God, I'm traumatized.
Wear a Band-Aid so some man will go, what happened to you, dear?
Oh, you poor thing.
Stand on.
Okay, let's hear it. I see it. I see your face.
Stand in the corner and cry softly because some guy will come over and ask, what's wrong?
And then you turn and you get your claws into him.
Oh,
do you have to have a backstory on that? Why are you crying? Because I was hoping you'd come over.
I stepped on a ladybug. I mean, what?
Right.
What do you say?
Right. So darling, darling, stand by sobbing me.
Oh, also on the list.
Jesus Christ. Don't people run? Like, I don't want any part of that.
Drop a handkerchief. It still works. Because what? They pick it up for you?
I guess or, so, yeah.
Or they watch you bend over and they go, whoa, hubba hubba.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great, I didn't even think of that. I thought it was more like a
broad.
Chivalrous dude would be like, oh, allow me to get that for you. Pachoo, pachoo, shakes it out. Oh. Folds it back up for you. Ignores the boogers on it.
There you go. Now you know how to nab a man.
Oh, girls, we're ready now.
You want to bag a husband?
Let's get out there
one of those
armed with all these tips. Let's go, girls. Great. Let's get our pointy bras on from the 50s and go.
Put a Band-Aid on.
You got a poodle skirt. Don't forget your hanky. You're going to need to drop that. And your hat box. Okay, we're ready to go.
Our text number is 800-400-3645. Why, you son of a...
What is it?
Vin, it's the same as stupid does. Maybe you'll understand that one. Oh, why, you little... Remember that women were not allowed to get credit cards in the 70s, nor were they allowed to sign for car purchases.
Oh, man. We've come a long way, baby.
A gentleman would offer to carry the package or hat box you had in your hand. That's why you carried a hat box. Because a nice person would walk up and say, let me get that for you.
You'd be like, you're ugly, but that's very handsome behavior.
Uh-huh. Handsome is as handsome does. He means that handsome man knows he can get anyone and any girl too. As an ugly man is more humble and more willing to stay. Yeah, that's what I said.
Some
handsome guy's like, yeah, there's more where you came from.
Yeah, who cares about you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, the handsome guy's like, man, that box is heavy.
You're as handsome as you act. I think if they're trying to, it's like an excuse for ugly guys. You know, don't worry that you're not good looking. Handsome is as handsome does. Behave handsomely.
You'll be rewarded handsomely.
No. You know, by nabbing a wife.
No,
because everybody wants one of those.
415 says, I'm sure Debbie Psychic told her exactly what's going to happen. That's why she knew to get out of
right,
there.
There it is. She has a psychic. Not every, you know, doesn't everyone have a psychic?
Duh.
Let me just make a quick phone call.
God.
I got to consult with my psychic.
707 says, the score is currently Vinny 15, V-Hale 18. Couldn't make it more obvious that you're throwing it since last year was 17-5.
Somebody's counting.
That's the part that I'm impressed by. They don't,
they don't
have any idea what's happening. She's
can't believe we only played 17 games last year.
Clobbering me regularly.
Hold on a second here. I have like 100 weeks worth of things here.
Vin, the last Wolverine was rated R. The last Wolverine was excellent. That's the one with the little Wolverine.
The little girl, chin, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good.
That girl.
Logan?
Like that?
Yeah, Logan, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. She was a beast.
Aho is... Like, these, you walked out of here during the break, and these guys walked in and just talked about Wolverine the whole rest of the break.
I like it, too. I just can't.
Well, you missed out then, because the nerds were out in full force.
The Marvel Universe.
Oh, 510 says, feet washing convo, and somewhere in the South Bay, Nicole is turning the radio down.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't like to talk about feet. She didn't want to think about it.
Feet are coming up next break for me, but what's coming
again?
Up?
All right.
Oh, I haven't even gotten my story yet.
Oh.
You washed your feet, right?
Yeah, I watched. Okay. Oh, I see. That was the conversation we had about that wasn't the story. Got it. Whatever happened to that one girl we all thought was crazy?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.